Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is indeed Lord Choppy and the Nosebleed Seats. Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, RJ Choppy, Troy Hughes, and you, the Tolos. We appreciate you riding shotgun with us. But without further ado, let's turn things over to the great RJ Choppy live from Augusta, Georgia, to tell us exactly how he felt about this weekend's Masters.
Oh, well, thank you very much. You know, especially with this background, it's clear that I hear him still here in Augusta, Georgia.
And you got the pimento cheese on your face.
Man, I hate pimento cheese. I'm just going to go out there and say it. I just,
you know
not
what? I'm
fan.
With you. I'm not a fan either.
No, not a fan, especially when it's on Wonder Bread. That's even worse.
Oh.
But Hideki Matsuyama, the champion that everyone may have thought was going to be the guy. No one thought he was going to be the guy. And a lot of people probably didn't even want him to be the guy because they don't even know who he is. Unless you're a golf fan, you probably aren't that familiar with the name Hideki Matsuyama. But he has been one of the better ball strikers on tour for, you know what, half a decade now almost. And he was probably in line to hold the moniker of best golfer to never win a major, along with John Rahm, along with Xander Schauffele. So those are some of the guys that are just the best to never win it, but he was so worthy. He is such a worthy champ, and he's a great player, and no one cares because he's Hideki Matsuyama. And I love him. I love him as a player. He's one of my, you know, like I said on Friday, there's a handful of golfers that I root for. He's one of them. I like him. I bet on him. 35-1, $10 bet. Bam! A little bit of cash in
there
the pocket.
Go.
Of course, I'm not going to mention how many guys I also bet for $10 that I lost. Okay, so it's not quite the full amount of money, but, you know, this is how it is with golf fans. This is a hell of a top 10. This is a hell of a top 10 if you look at the guys' names that are in there. But when you look at the winner and the fact that, for the most part, it wasn't a one-stroke victory. I mean, he had no risk of losing it once he made it onto the green for his third shot. He wasn't going to three-putt from 8 feet. It was kind of, outside of a little bit of squirreliness on 15, this thing was kind of over and done with. And I wonder how the people kind of checked out of this. There was no Tiger factor. You know, you didn't have Dustin Johnson or Brooks Koepka or Bryson DeChambeau up there in the leaderboard. You had Spieth, but, you know, Spieth wasn't really – he finished third. But, I mean, the entire last day he wasn't really a factor.
Right.
So I wonder how many people were still tuned into this despite the fact that it was a really good top 10.
Yeah, and I saw something about Spieth and where he's finished in a handful of different in five Masters, 14, 15, 16, 18, and 21. Spieth had been has been beaten by a total of six players in all of those, which is just it's pretty crazy. And he's only got one green jacket to show for it, which almost seems kind of impossible. So, but it was at least that it seems like, I mean, does it feel like Jordan Spieth is kind of back because it basically disappeared for the last while?
Kinda. You know, we'll find out. We'll find out more as he plays other courses besides Augusta, but obviously winning in San Antonio the week before it was fantastic. But he always plays well here. Like, he could roll out of bed not playing golf for 2 years and play well at Augusta.
What
like
a
this,
life.
This, you know, like, I know, right? Like, this course just, he knows the course well. It sets up well for his game, and he will pretty much always have a good 4 days here. You know, I saw a stat. Tiger has played in 21 Masters tournaments and made 21 cuts. And here's Dustin Johnson winning it in November and then missing the cut. You know, like, that just goes to show you how dominant Tiger Woods was in his prime, or still today. You know, and I don't suspect Spieth's going to miss many cuts here either. He just plays it so well, and you know, they don't cut that many guys anyway. There's only 88 people in this field. They take the top 50 in ties. I mean, they're cutting less than 40 guys. So I mean you're talking about not even you're barely cutting a third of the field. So he's going to make just about every cut. So he'll always be in contention here.
The story, though, that took over social media from the Masters, Will Zalatoris, who is a Plano native, went to TCA Addison and finished second. Jordan Spieth, of course, finishing third. But I don't know if you guys saw these memes and the side-by-sides that started popping up all over Twitter. Zalatoris, 24 years old, okay? He's 6'2". He's 165 pounds. He's got the bright blonde locks. And people started comparing him, and I can see it. He does look a lot like the actor who played Adam Sandler's caddy in Happy Gilmore, Jared Van Snellenberg. Yes, Jared Van Snellenberg is the actor's name who played Happy Gilmore's caddy. But now Zalatoris is not only, I think, getting a lot of publicity for really performing great at Augusta over the weekend with that second place finish kind of coming out of nowhere, but now he's kind of known as Happy Gilmore's caddy.
Oh, yeah, totally. Dude, this guy.
I think it's amazing.
This guy's a household name now. He came out of nowhere, and he is totally a household name. He looked exactly like the little caddy from Happy Gilmore. But didn't Happy Gilmore have two caddies? Didn't he have one who was like the guy who couldn't really even talk, and he looked like a caveman,
and then he
ended up doing way with them and going to get the little kid? And he looks exactly like the little kid.
Totally like him. Now, look, the kid's too thin for me. He's 140 pounds, 6'2". I can't do that. I can't get down with that. Like, he probably wears, like, that shirt he wore was a small, and it was swimming in him. He dresses like, you know, your dad did in 1980. He really does. You've got to love it. You've got to love the style. Like, I'm waiting for him to wear one of those hats that has, like, the string right in the front. You know what I'm talking about? Like, that thick string that goes where the bill meets the top of the hat.
Oh, yes. I know what you're talking about.
I'm waiting for him to wear one of those. That's what this kid's going to do. He was phenomenal. He came out of nowhere. Like, nobody had really heard of this guy. Not many people, at least. And then, you know, he was really good in the U.S. Open last year, and he is just such a good player. Out of nowhere this week to really kind of put that – I mean, he was the story of the week outside of Hideki. And maybe with Hideki he was the story of the week because, you know, he's 24 years old. Nobody had really kind of heard much from him. And then all – like, I didn't know he was from here. I had no idea.
No, I didn't either. I had no idea. I mean, look, Jordan Spieth, household name already. We knew about it. We were expecting Jordan coming off of the Valero Open win. And as you mentioned, he always plays well at Augusta to be in contention. But Zalatoris coming out of nowhere. An interesting thing here, I know you're a big ratings show, right? And I appreciate that. But when it comes to, you know, the ratings for the Masters, I do think it's interesting, especially with Justin Rose, who's an Englishman, was leading, and then you have Hideki Matsuyama, the first Japanese winner, and you didn't have Tiger in the field. Dustin Johnson, reigning champion, didn't make the cut. Brooks Koepka didn't make the cut, right? So some big names were not participating over the weekend. But having said that, you know, RJ, the first round, got over a 5 rating on Thursday, and that's five times more than your average Mavs or Rangers game. Would you say that this is hashtag a bleeping golf town?
Oh, this is, I'm just so happy you said this is totally a golf town. Absolutely is. There's tons of golf fans here. Just look at the amount of guys at the PGA Tour that are from DFW. There's a lot of them. It's absolutely a golf town. I think the ratings will slip a little bit nationally. Maybe not here, but they probably will. It happens. It's there's nobody that was really in contention for the win, so it was kind of anticlimactic at the end, and there was a bunch of people that, even though it was a really good leaderboard, You know, there's not many Hideki Matsuyama fans. I can't stand Justin Rose. I mean, how dare he beat Phil in the U.S. Open? That's really, you ask me why I don't like Justin Rose, that's why. He beat Phil at Marion. You just don't do that. That's Phil's U.S. Open, not yours. And that's that bothered me. But there was a ton of good players here. Obviously, the Spieth factor plays into it. And then the young Zalatoris factor. But, you know, it's a golf town. I'll be interested to see what it was. And we'll find out about 11 o'clock today.
Well, front office sports in regards to Zalatoris, he turned pro in 2018. He had made about $2.3 million in career earnings heading into this weekend's Masters. And his second place finish will see him take home $1.2 million. So definitely a massive Zalatoris victory coming in second yesterday.
Ooh, must be nice. Hideki Matsuyama is your Masters champion. 877-881-1053. The number to text on the Autoflex Leasing fan text if you were watching the Masters or what were you checking out? We had a big sports weekend yesterday, a triple header. Rangers, Mavs, Stars, none of them victorious, but
RJ, hey. What happened to the meathead DeChambeau?
Dude, he you can't overpower that golf course the way he's trying to. He is not long for that golf course. When he is going to play there, and he'll play there every year, he is going to struggle until he figures out the greens, until he figures out where not to hit the ball. This is not a shot maker's course. This is a place where you just have to avoid certain spots. You have to know where your miss is, and you have to know where not to hit it. And he doesn't. He just doesn't yet. And he is so – Dalton said this the other day. He's so analytical, which mm-hmm. is great. I love that. He really doesn't have a great feel for the game, and that's a problem. Like, Jordan's got a great feel for it. If he's not given everything on a silver platter, he could still kind of work his way around it. And I don't know that Bryson could do that yet. Bryson is like everybody that goes to a driving range just brings out their driver. Like, that's what he is. Like, I love it. He's a meathead. He's one of my favorites for that. But DeChambeau just can't figure this place out. By the way, on that money, dude, they got to do something about this. The second place guy's making way too much money. $2 million, $1.2 million. I mean, the winner needs to be making more. The winner's only making $2 million here. The winner should be making $5 million. Like, he should get, like, half the purse.
Okay. I didn't realize the winner only got $2 million, and old Zalatoris is walking home with $1.2 million. Yeah, that's probably not totally fair. If I'm Hideki, I'm going, yo, I need to get, like, at least another half a milli.
Well, yeah. Spieth tied for third with Schauffele. They both went home with $667,000.
Oh, terrible. Awful. How do you survive
at the office?
Terrible. $667,000. What the heck? It's interesting, though. Analytics, right? Doesn't have a good feel for the game, Choppy. What's up with that, Mr. Analytics guy? I thought you were going to support your dude with the thickest neck in the game.
That ball speed, though, Chop.
Yes, I love ball speed, and I love thick necks, and I love bros. But here, you just can't bro it up at this golf course. Now, Dustin could last winter because it was different. It was not a difficult course in November, so you were able to bro it up. But you can't bro it up. You can bro it up certain places, and you can't do that here. You have got to have an old feel for the game at Augusta. You just have to, and that's what makes it great and maddening at the same time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.